Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We will begin on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had learned that Rav Zreika had made a comment. We know that the Kohanim began their day early in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodah, and they only had time to say one of the two Birchas Krishma. The Gemara quoted a view of Rav Zreika that said that the bracha that they made from the two Birchas Krishma that are recited before Krishma was the bracha of Yotzar, not the bracha of Ahava Rabba. Next, the Gemara an observation regarding Rav Zera's Shita. He asked Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Oma. When Rav Yitzchak by Yosef arrived, Teretz Yisrael, he said, Had Rav Zreika, this position of Rav Zreika, La Beferi Shitma, wasn't something that we explicitly heard Rav Zreika say, El Mechlol Itmer, was rather derived from something he said, and we derived from it that this is what he must hold. The Amr Rav Zreika, Amr Rav Ami, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Zois Ameris, this rule that the Kahanim make only one bracha before Krishma Shashakras, by saying this rule, we understand bracha is emak zuzu, that the brachas that we have to say before the Krishma or after the Krishma are not, one isn't make the other one, one doesn't require the other one. In other words, if you only say one, it's also fine. You certainly didn't do what you were supposed to do because you should have said both, but it's fine. Now, that was Rav Zreika's statement. After learning Rav Zreika's statement, we deduce what Rav Zreika must hold, which is the bracha that is going to be said. Because, I'm Bishlami Yotzar Hava Amri, if you'll say that the Kohanim made the bracha of Yotzar, we can understand what Rav Zreika means when he says, Haina the bracha's Emak Vazuzu. That's what we're trying to say. Like Amri Hava Rabba, for although it already came the time to say Ahava Rabba, still, the Kohanim did not say it. They only said Yotzar. Eli Amrit, but if you're going to say that the bracha, which was said, was Ahava Rabba, Ahava Amri, my bracha is Eimak V'Zuzu. How do we know for sure, now we turned over to the Yudbeizim and Aleph, how could we say definitively that the brachas are not essential to each other? Really, I'll tell you that you do have to make both brachas. Why didn't they make both brachas over here? You know why they didn't say the bracha of Yotzar? The bracha of Yotzar speaks about that Hashem created light. Obviously, you could only speak about a Kaddish Baruch Hu creating light when it's day. And perhaps the Kohanim said the Birchas Krishma early in the day when it's too early to say that. However, when the time to be able to say the bracha of Yotzar arrived, Hava Amri. So, we can't say that the bracha is Emak V'Zuzu. Really, you have to say both, just you only could say Yotzar in an appropriate time. Must be that Rav Zreika says that they were able to make both brachas, because the brachas that the Kohanim said, the Birchas Krishma, were ready after daylight, where the bracha of Yotzar is appropriate, and yet they only said Yotzar and not a Hava Rabba. Ask the Gemara. Fine. Rav Zreika never said it explicitly. We only deduce it. V'imachlalamai. So if we only learn it from a deduction, what makes a difference? We end up at the same place. The Rav Zreika holds that the Birchas Krishma nam akiv, and that the bracha that was said was Yotzar. Answers the Gemara, the imiklala, if it's only by ways of deduction, the ruling may be incorrect. Because I'll tell you, loyalim have a rabba, have a amri. Really, they said the bracha of a have a rabba. The chimata is man Yotzar, because it wasn't yet time for Yotzar. Later, the chimata Zman Yotzar, when the time for Yotzar did arrive, have Amri law. But if that's going to be Pshat, how could Rav Zeru deduce that brachas umay ain brachas makazuzu, that the two brachas, one doesn't make the one can't work without the other. Can work without the other. Excuse me. That one can work without the other. How do I know that? If I'm saying that he said both, so then he did say both. So we don't have a raya. We don't have a proof that brachas emak v'zezu. Answers the Gemara. What Rav Zreika meant with brachas emak v'zezu is to say the brachas, the order. That even though generally we say yoytzer and then ahava rabba, because ahava rabba, because the kahanim were under a time pressure, they said ahava rabba first, and then they said when the time came yoytzer. But we don't have a raya that the kahanim only said ahava rabba. Now the Gemara will discuss something else that we learned in the Mishnah that was quoted yesterday about what the Kohanim say in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Gemara, the Kohen Aseres HaDibros, that they read the Aseres HaDibros. Shema, and they also say the Shema, V'hoi V'mishmoi V'yoymer, which are the three parashiyos that are said in Krishma. They say Emes V'yatzov, the Emes V'yatzov Brachov, after Krishma. Vavoida, the bracha about the avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash, or brachas kahanim. The Gemara will now focus on the Aseres HaDibros aspect of our conversation, of the Mishnah statement. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, af begvulim bikshu l'kris kahin. Also outside the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to institute that the Aseres HaDibros should be said. El shekfa bitlam, however, Chazal abolished that ruling with Netarumas Aminim, because they were concerned that the Minim, that the Karsim, the heretics, would say that only this part of the Torah is from Shemayim and the rest isn't, only the Aseres HaDibros, what we heard at Har Sinai. To avoid that kind of mistake, we don't say Aseres HaDibros specially. Tanya Namihachi, so do we learn a Braisa, Rav Nosson Oimer, Begvul and Bikshu Likris Kain, they want to establish that outside the Beis HaMikdash they should also say the Aseres HaDibros, Al Shekfar Bitlam, it was abolished with Netarumas Aminim because we were concerned about the Minim. Zok the Gemara says a story about this. Rabbi Avachana Sovel Mekmina Besura. Rabbi Avachana wanted to establish that the Aseres HaDibros should be said in Surah. Amalei Rav Chizda told him, This minog, this custom of saying the Aseres HaDibros has already been abolished because of the Minim. Similarly, Amema Sovel Minim Bahadah, Amema wanted to establish that the Aseres HaDibros should be said in the Nadah. Amalei Ravashi, so Ravashi told him, Kfa Bitlam, this minig was established with Terumas Aminim. And that is our minig, that generally we do not say the Aseres HaDibros we do not say the Aseres HaDibros separately for concern that people may believe that only this was given in a Shemayim. The Torah at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim does say that it's worthy to say every morning the Parsha of Darkeda, the Parsha of Hamon, which speaks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Mon in the Midbar, and the Aseres HaDibros. Immediately asked the Beis Yosef on the tour, we just said that Chazal were stopped this takana, so how could the Torah bring down? So he answers that when was this minig abolished? The minig was abolished only the tzibur, that the tzibur should say the Aseres HaMinim, the Aseres HaDibros, the tzibur was abolished, but a private individual saying it, in which he reminds himself of the great Maimon Har Sinai, that is permitted. Similarly, a question that comes up quite frequently is when the Aseres HaDibros is read in the Kriyas HaTorah, which means when we read Parshas Yisroel, or on Shavuos, is it appropriate to stand? The Rambam has a tshuva about this, and he clearly indicates that in any place that there's a minhag to stand during the Aseres HaDibros, it should be stopped. And of course he quotes this Gemara as his basis. Furthermore, the Arizal agreeing with the Rambam, not only says that one should not stand by the Seres HaDibros that's read by Kriyas HaTorah on those occasions, but he even says that this minhag that the Torah brings down of saying a Seres HaDibros every day should also not be followed just because of the Tarumas Haminim that we just discussed in our Gemara. However, there are many Paiskim, the Shaul Shuvah Beis Yaakov, and similarly Mata Yehuda, say that it is appropriate to stand by the Seres HaDibros when they're read. And even though we had a concern of Tarumas Haminim, so he says that when we stand, they explain that when we stand by the Seres HaDibros when it's read in the Kriyas HaTorah, we're not standing because we're saying that only this part was given from Hashem and not the rest of the Torah. Rather, what we're trying to do is we're trying to emulate that just like B'shas Kriyas, the Sinas Haluchos, when the Luchos were given to Har Sinai, there was a tremendous amount of awe and respect, Koilus Abrakim. So in our small way of emulating that, we stand B'shas, we stand when the Seres HaDibros are read. And similarly, the Chidah says the same thing, that there is a worthy minute to stand when the Seres HaDibros are read. Interesting, the Shalah brings down that if the Aliyah of the Seres HaDibros is sold, whether it's on Parshas Yisroi, on a Shavuos when it's read, it should be the Gabbai who's selling that Aliyah should be very careful not to overplay the significance of the Seres HaDibros and seem to say as if only this was given by Har Sinai because of the concern that we've learned in our Gemara of Terumas Haminim. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah that we learned earlier. On the Shabbos, Mesif and Bracha Achmas, the Kohanim added one more Bracha, the Mishnah HaYoyseh. As we explained in the previous daf, the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis, 24 groups that served every Mishmar a different week. This changing of the guard, so to speak, was on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the outgoing Mishmar would give a bracha to the incoming Mishmar. My bracha achas. What was the bracha given to the outgoing Mishmar? Amrav Chelba, Mishmar hayoytze oymala Mishmar hanichnas. The outgoing Mishmar would say to the incoming Mishmar, Misha shikin Hashemar b'bayis hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who caused that his name, that his Shechina, should dwell in this house, Hu yashkin b'neichem, Ava v'achva v'shon v'reis. He should cause that should be amongst you brotherhood, peace, and friendship. Now we return to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we learned that Makam Sharm Laharach, where Chazal was misakin a bracha, where Chazal told us to make a bracha to be said long, we shouldn't say short. Where Chazal said that at the end of the bracha we should say the words Baruch Atah Hashem again, we should be careful to do it. Begins the Gemara with a discussion about Hilchas Brachas. Pshita. It is obvious. If somebody is holding a cup of wine, the kasava, however, he mistakenly believes the shikrahu, that it's beer. The bracha on wine is bari priyagofen. The bracha on beer is shahakal. Upasach mevarach adat the shikra. And he began the bracha with the intention of making a shahakal. The sign, but in the middle of the bracha, after he said baruch at Hashem, he realized that it's really wine, and he ended with a bari priyagofen, yotza. He has been mekayim the mitzvah, he made the bracha properly. Explain to Gemara why. Dinamim omeshakal niyabidvari. What would have been if he would have continued, not changed his mind and made a bari priyagofen, but would have continued and made to shakal niyabidvari? He still would have been yotza. He would have been yotza. He would have been mekayim his obligation. That's now, we will learn in the Mishnah later in our Masechta, Akulam, on all food items, Imam HaShakal Nibidvari, if somebody makes the bracha HaShakal Nibidvari Yotza. Ella, what about the reverse case? Heichad Nakat Kasa the Shikr B'yadeh. Somebody's holding a cup of beer in his hands. The Ksav the Chamrahu. He mistakenly thinks it's wine. And Pasach Ubarach Adata the Chamra. And when he began making the bracha, he thought that he's going to be making a bari priyagofen because he thought it's wine. After saying the baruch atah Hashem, he realizes it's beer, the sign of the shikra. And he ends up with the shaklim of the dvori, which is the proper bracha on beer. Nay. What is the halacha? Bas ikka bracha is linen. Do we go after the main part of the blessing, which is the Shem Hashem, which he said with the wrong intent, and therefore was not mekayim the mitzvah? Or bas hachasim is linen? Do we follow the conclusion, and lemaisa he made the whole bracha properly? Tashma. So the Gemara attempts to bring a proof to this question from the following braisa. Shachris, by the brichas krishma in the morning, pasach v'yotzar, if somebody began the bracha with the intention of saying the bracha v'yotzar, which is the baruch atah Hashem, yotzar ma'iris. We end the bracha in the morning with the words baruch atah Hashem, yotzar ma'iris. V'sayim, and accidentally, he finished b'mar v'arovim, which speaks about that Hashem brings the evenings, which is the bracha that he should say at night, layotza. He has not been mekayim the chiyuv of that bracha. However, possible ma'ar v'rovim. If somebody began with ma'ar v'rovim, with the intention of saying ma'ar v'rovim, the sign be yotzar, and he completed with the actually saying yotzar, he has been yotzar. Arvis, how about at night? Pasach ma'ar v'rovim, if somebody began with the intention of saying ma'ar v'rovim, the sign be yotzar, but instead of ending with ma'ar v'rovim, he ended with yotzar, lo yotzar, he has not been mekayim the mitzvah of that bracha. On the other hand, pasach yotzar, if he started with the intention of saying yotzar, the sign be ma'ar v'rovim, but he actually ends off saying ma'ar v'rovim, yotzar. Klol shadov, the braisa says, hakol hoylech achitim. We see everything goes after the conclusion. So what do we see? We go after the way it's said. So why over here? Isn't that a clear proof to our question that we go after the way he actually said it? The Gemara says, Shani Hassam. You can't bring a proof from the case discussed in the Braisa. The Ka'omar, Baruch Yotzimairus. Because when he concludes the Baruch in the morning, he says the words, Baruch again. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzah Ma'iris. So since he says the Baruch Atah Hashem again, that's why even though he began at night with the intention of saying Ma'ar V'rovim, it's still okay. Because he said a whole bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzah Ma'iris. However, in our case, where he doesn't repeat the Baruch Atah Hashem, he only corrects himself when saying the Shahakal Nir B'dvaroi, but he doesn't repeat a Baruch Atah Hashem, possibly it would not be considered a valid bracha. Ask the Gemara. Hanich l'Rav, the Omar, according to Rav, kol bracha she'en v'yizkaras Hashem ain't a bracha. Rav says that in any bracha where somebody doesn't mention Hashem's name, it's not considered a valid bracha. Shaper. So this is understandable, because according to Rav, the main point of the bracha is the Shem Hashem. And here the Shem Hashem was repeated correctly. El Rav Yochanan Dama. Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav, and he holds Kol Bracha Shein Bei Malchus Ein A Bracha. Ein A Bracha that doesn't say the Melech HaOlam, that we recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the King of the world, that is not a bracha. Ma'ikel Meimer. According to him, the main part is the Melech HaOlam, and when we say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha of Yotzar, we do not repeat the Melech HaOlam. So seemingly, we do have a good proof from that braisa that the ikar, that the main point is the way it came in at the end. Ella, kivin dam Rabbi Ula. Since Rabbi Ula said, as we learned previously, kidei lahaskim midas yom belayla midas loyal b'yom, that there is a special issue, there's a special point to mention the night by day and day by night. Kikama bracha machs mikara, when somebody made the bracha from the beginning of the bracha of Yotzar, atavai kamar, he had a mind to say both, because he had a mind to say anyway about, even if he thought it was night, and he was thinking to say the Ma'ir of Arav and bracha, he still was going to mention day, because always you mention day in that bracha. So it's not a proof to our case, where in our case he had absolutely no intention to make a shahakal. So Gemara makes another attempt to resolve this question. Toshma misefa. Let's bring a proof from the end of the previous price that we learned. Kol shadava, The Braisa made a statement, a rule. Hakol hoylech achar chitam. We always follow the conclusion. Now, one important point as we begin learning Shas is that every word of a Braisa and a Mishnah is there for a reason. When the Braisa repeats, klol shadavel asuy chitam, the Braisa must be trying to teach us something extra. Not just to teach us that we go after the conclusion, because that's self-evident. The Braisa wants to teach us something else. Isn't it come to teach us? What is this rule come to teach us? Lav lasuy hadamaron, to teach us this case that we're exactly talking about, where he started with the wrong intent and ended correctly, that he's been yoytz the bracha. Answers Zok to Gemara that proof is also not conclusive. Loy lasuy nam v'tamri. The Braisa Sefer is coming to talk about a case of bread and dates. And the Gemara immediately attempts to understand what does it mean with bread and dates. Hey Chidamu, what do you mean when you speak about bread and dates? Elaim with the Ka'ochel Nahama, if you say we're talking in a case where somebody ate bread. The Kasava the Tamriachel, but he mistakenly thought that he had eaten dates. Or Pasach Adat the Chamri. He began the bracha achroina. Here we're not talking about a bracha rishoina. Here we're not talking about a bracha that's made before eating. Here we're talking about a bracha that's made after eating. So he had in mind to make an alamichya, because the halacha is that on dates, alamichya said. The sign by Nehama. And then, realizing he ate bread, he said brichas hamazon. Hainabayim. So isn't that exactly our case? And you see that the Braisa says that is Yotza. So why is our Gemara saying that the Braisa is talking about bread and dates? And there's no Raya, it's a perfect Raya. Rather, says the Gemara, Loi, Tzricha. The Braisa is talking in a case, Kigoin the Ochel Tamri, where the person really ate dates. The Kesavar Nahama Ochel. But he thought that he ate bread. O Pasach ben Nahama. And he began the bracha achroina with intention to make brichas hamazon, as is the halacha when one eats bread. The sign of the dhamri. And then he ends realizing that it states. The braisa teaches us that yotza, that he has been mekayim as chiv. The filu sign of the hammer, because what would be if he would have really said brichas hamazon? Nami yotza. He would have anyway been yotza. He would have accomplished what he had, a bracha achroina. My tama, what's the reason? The tamri, mami meizu zayni. Dates also offer nourishment, and therefore, even though, of course, one should not l'chatchila make a brichas hamazon on dates, if one does make brichas hamazon on dates, he has been mekayim his obligation. Regarding this shaila, the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows. If somebody took a cup of beer or water in his hands, and he started with the intention to say shahakel, and he makes a mistake and he says bari priya gofen, we do not make him repeat over the bracha, because when he said the shema malchus, they did not have the improper kavana. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody took a cup of beer or water, and he made the bracha by Priya Gofen, and toich kdei dibur, that means in the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yemayri, he said Shaka Mir B'Dvaroi. So essentially what he said was, Baruch Ata Hashem Alkele Melech Olam, Bari Priya Gofen, Shaka Mir B'Dvaroi, Yotza. He has been Yotza. However, lahalocha. The halacha is, we do not go after his intention at all, whether it's l'chumra or whether it's l'kula. Meaning, in a case where somebody said the bracha, which is not appropriate, even though he had the proper intention, he's not yoytze, and we make him repeat it. However, there is still an option for somebody to be misaken, toch kdei dibur, in the time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Meiri, to correct himself, and he is Yotza. On the other hand, where the person said the bracha properly, In the case where the person said the bracha properly, he is yaitza, even though he had the wrong intention. However, the Paiskim also, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi Halacha does say, perhaps this halacha, that we always follow what he actually said, even though he had the wrong intention, is only by Berchus Bracha Rishonah. Since the entire obligation to say the Bracha Rishonah is only with Rabbanan, we're more lenient. But when it comes to something like Berchus Hamazon, we're there, especially if somebody ate till he's full, the chiv to make a Bracha Achronah is a chiv d'oraisa, there, person may have to make the bracha over if he did not have the right intention. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, says that the best advice he could give to a person that is faced with this dilemma is that he should go to a person who already has to make the bracha with no question and hear how he makes the bracha and be yotza from him. Another interesting etza that some of the poskim give is that he should hear. He should say the bracha in English, in Aramaic, should say Brich Rachmana Mar Alma Dahi Pita, and since there's a question if you yoitzu with that anyway, so possibly that would work. Meaning like this, if you mechuyev to make another bracha, this possibly is good enough for a bracha. If you're not mechuyev to make another bracha, this was just a praise of Hashem, the person may always praise Hashem. Rabbi Kivega takes great exception to that Eitza, and he says that doing that is considered making a bracha and should not be done. Similarly, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in his Chuvas, in Arachaim Chelk Vav, Simimem says that this is not what should be done appropriately. It's interesting to note that the Poskim have this question, what happens if during Sheva Brachas somebody made the wrong bracha? He started the bracha, for example, Sois Tosis, and he ended Mesamei Chosim Vekala. What would be the halacha? And many Poskim want to say that the bracha of Sheva Brachas may be a different situation than our cases, because there it's a tefillah. A tefillah may have different rules than a bracha, which is a bracha on eating or benching. And in fact, that would be very relevant regarding Shmon Esrei. If somebody started the bracha Shmon Esrei without one of the 18, 19 brachas of the Shmon Esrei with the wrong intent, even though he ends it properly, if during the entire course of the bracha there was no intention for what he was saying, what he was supposed to say, he probably would not be yotzei. Why? Because tefillah certainly requires proper concentration and intention. Lacking that, one is not yotzei the bracha. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara now teaches us another rule regarding the Berachas Kriyas Shema. Amar Rav Bachina Saba Mishmei the Rav. Koshloi Amar Emes V'Yatzev Shachris. Somebody does not say the bracha of Emes V'Yatzev following the Krishma Shal Shachris, Ve'emes V'amuna Arvis, and he does not say the bracha of Emes V'amuna after the Krishma Shal Arvis, Lo'yotzi Dei Chavosoi. He has not been Mekayim Eschiv. Shnemer, the Pasuk says, L'hagiv Aboikach Hazdecha, in the morning we have to recite about the Chesed of Hashem, V'menoscha Baleilos. And at night we have to mention our faith in you. So, Emes V'amuna at night represents our faith in the Eibishter, that doesn't only represent the faith that we have for what he did for us previously, but it also represents, as Tosfos says, that every person is confident that he's going to go to sleep and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him get up in the morning healthy and well. And you should say in the morning, Emes V'yatzev, also to speak about the Chesed of Hashem. Of course, if somebody didn't do this, but he did say to Krishma, the chiyuv of Krishma he has done. When somebody is praying, and as we know that there are certain brachas that one must bow down during the Shemoneh Esrei, when he comes to such a bracha that he has to bow down, Kareya b'baruch, he should bow down by the word baruch, and when he straightens himself up, zoykev b'shem, he straightens himself up right before he says the word Hashem. Om Shmuel, my tamad rav, the ksiv, Hashem, Hashem zoykev fuf, and the pasuk means that Kadosh Baruch Hu straightens out the bent. What we're saying is Hashem, before you say the Hashem, zoykev kfufim, straighten yourself up. May say, ask the Gemara, Mivnei Shmi Nichasu. This implies that one should be in a humble position when reciting Hashem's name. Mivnei Shmi, when you're saying my name, Nichas, be bent down. Answer the Gemara, Mikse Bishmi. The Pasuk doesn't say Bishmi when saying my name, but Mivnei Shmi Ksiv. The Pasuk says before you say my name, meaning that you should bow down, you should get up before you say Hashem's name. Amalei Shmuel Archiba Rav, Bar Uryun, a Torah student, a yeshiva student. Come and I'll tell you over something, a wonderful thing that I heard from your father. This is what your father said. When one bows down, he should bow down when he says the word Baruch. When he stands up, he should stand up when he's going to say the shame Hashem. Rav Sheshes, Kikara, when Rav Sheshes bowed down, Kara Kichizra, he would bow down like a rod in one straight, swift motion. Kikazakiv, and when he stood himself up, Zakiv Kichivya, he stood up like a snake, raising first his head and the rest of his body slowly. This halacha is the way it's the paskind in Shulchan Aruch. However, it says that when one is bowing down from Maidim, he should just bow down without bending his knees and then going up. He should just bow down his back. The Gemara teaches us another halacha about tefillah. The entire year, a person should say by the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei the words Hakala Kaddish, and further in the Shemoneh Esrei should say Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. Hashem is a king who loves righteousness and judgment. Chutz Masar Yom Shemim Rishonim Yom Kippur, except for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the Seder Shemay Tshuva, Shemispalo, what you say then is HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Lezer says, Afil Amal HaKal HaKadosh, even if during the Seder Shemay Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, somebody says HaKal HaKadosh Yotzo, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yigva Hashem Tzvokos VaMishpat, if somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Hashem, is going to be sanctified through justice, V'Kel HaKadosh, and the Holy Hashem nigdash b'tzedakah, sanctified through justice. When is it during the year that Kadosh Baruch Hu shows out His rolling? It's during the Seder Shemay Tshuva. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us. And still, for come Akel Kaddish, the pasuk says that you'd say Akel Kaddish. My Havalah, what is the halach lemaisa? Om Rav Yosef, Hakel HaKadosh, U'melch Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. One should say Hakel HaKadosh, and say Melch Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, even during the Seder Shemay Tshuva, as we say all year round. Rav Amar, Rav says no. One should say HaMelech HaKadosh, VaMelech HaMishpat. V'Hilchasuk Rabba. And that is Takad Alocha, as we all know, that during the Seder Shemay Tshuva, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, and HaMelech HaMishpat. However, if somebody made a mistake and he said Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And even if he's about tefillah and he had already said Kedusha, he should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei with the Kedusha. However, by HaMelech HaMishpat, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, since even if he didn't say only HaMelech HaMishpat, we still use the words Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, so we anyway use the word HaMelech, so one does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Pais can discuss, would it work for somebody to say HaMelech HaKadosh 90 times, and by there feel that he already has become accustomed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and if he has a shayla, if he said HaMelech HaKadosh, he would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The Pesukim say that that would not work, because that's not really saying the whole bracha, and that doesn't prove that the person now is accustomed to say Amelcha Kaddish. However, the Pesukim do say, if somebody, two interesting halachas, if somebody is misupik, if somebody has a suffix, we said Amelcha Kaddish, not in a regular Shemoneh Esrei, but rather in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what is the halacha? There he does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Since it's generally accepted that the person is following in the machzor the different nusach of tefillah that we have the whole year, he probably said Amelcha Kaddish, which is the proper nusach. Other Paiskim also say that if one has a shayla, if he's properly said Amelcha Kaddish, but he knows that at one point during the Shemoneh Esrei he did have in mind to say it properly, he just doesn't know if he did it or not, he could assume that he did it. The fact that he had a mind to say it is an indication that he actually did it. The shayla is also relevant, for example, by Yalav Yavoy, if a person doesn't remember Rosh Chodesh by Shachos Mincha, if he said Yalav Yavoy, but he knows that at one point during the Shemoneh Esrei he had the intention to say Yalav Yavoy, we could assume that he said it. Continues the Gemara. Somebody who has the opportunity to ask Hashem for Rachmanis to daven on behalf of his friend. I also, chas v'sholem, may it be far from me, mechatol Hashem to sin to Hashem, mechatol, mechadol l'spal ba'atchem, from davening to Hashem on your behalf. This is something that Shmuel said. If the person who's in need of mercy is a Talmud Chacham, a person should make himself sick. A person should really take to heart the situation of his friend, the Talmud Chacham. My Tama, Ilay Mishum, Diksiv, Ve'em Chol Mekem Alai. None of you is sick for me. The Goyles Ozni, or reveals to my ears what's happened. Why it was happening, and this was a pasuk by Shaul, that Shaul was angry at his people for not telling him what the situation was regarding David's relationship with him. Perhaps Dilma Melech Shani. Perhaps Shaul, from Shaul we could bring no proof, because Shaul was a Melech, and a Melech is different. El Mechacha. The proof must be from here. The pasuk says, Bani B'chaloisam, I, when they were sick, referring to Doig and Achatayful, who were Tamid Chacham, Levush Yisak, I put on sackcloth and I afflicted myself with fasting because they were Tamid Chacham. V'omer, continue to Gemara, V'omer Rabbi B'chan M'shmei the Rav, Kol Ois Dvar Aveira, whoever does an Aveira, M'spayishpa, and then is embarrassed for doing it, Marchon Lai Kol Avonaisov, is forgiven for all of his sins. Shenamra, the pasuk says, "Leman tiskri, that you should remember, ubayish, and you should be ashamed. You will no longer have to have an excuse, but nay, kilam say, because you are failed, you humiliated. Bekafrilach, when I forgive you, the cholash shesis for everything you have done. Nur meshem lakim. So says Hashem." The Gemara rejects this proof. Dumat tzibeshani. Perhaps there we're talking about an entire tzibur, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch was Michael them. But how do we know that's the halacha with the yachid? El mahacha. The proof is from here. V'yoyim Shmuel al Hashem. They were on the eve of a major battle with the Pelishtim. And Shaul was very concerned about what would happen. So he went to a woman to help bring up the ruach, the spirit of Shmuel. So Shmuel's ruach appears. The Yom Shmuel Shaul, and that Ruach says to Shaul, "Lama higas tani le'alos asi? Why did you disturb me to raise me up?" The Yom Shmuel tzali me'oid, "I am in great distress. Uplishtim nilchami bi, and the Plishtim are fighting a war against me. The Lakim saw me'alai, Hakadosh Baruch has turned away from me. The Lo'inani oid, he no longer answers me. Gambi ad neviim, when I speak to the neviim, I do not get a message from Hashem. Gam chalom is not in the dreams." So I call to you, Lo'idi'eni, to inform me ma'esa. V'ila urmetumim, lo'ikamer. Shaul did not mention, as we know that the Kohen Gadol wore the urmetumim, which were a series of 12 stones, engraved in them the shemos, the names of the shvatim, and when a question had to be asked, the question was asked to urmetumim, and the letters would light up to give him the answer. Why didn't Shaul go to Urim V'Tumim? Mishum the katl lo noiv ir kahanim. Shaul had massacred the entire city of Noiv, which is the city of Kahanim, because they had given David HaMelech refuge. Umenayin dachil lehim neshmaya, and for where we know they were forgiven, shenema v'yoyme Shmuel or Shaul, Shmuel said to Shaul, moch ato ubenach imi, tomorrow you and your children will be with me, v'amra mechoichnon, imi mechitzasi, you'll be together with me in Gan Eden. Evidently, his sins must have been forgiven. Otherwise, he would not end up in Gan Eden. Why were they forgiven? Because he was embarrassed. Rabbanan bring a proof that Shaul's sins were forgiven from here. The Kahanim Lashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaul and his family had killed the Gevoinim. The Chazal teach us that the Gevoinim were a nation who came surreptitiously to Klal Yisrael and became Gerim and were appointed to be woodchoppers and water drawers. The Pasuk tells us that David HaMelech asked the Gevoinim, how could he atone for the injustice that Shaul had done to them? And they said, V'kanim Lashem, we should hang Shaul, seven sons of Shaul, the giver Shaul, the Chir Hashem. Shaul, the chosen Hashem. Yotza Baskol Vamra Baskol came out and called Shaul the Chir Hashem. We return now to the topic of Krishma. Amar Rabbi Vuben Zutasi, Amar Rabbi Huda Bezvida, Dikshu Lukfai Pasha Balak the Krishma. We know the Pasha Balak is the Pasha when Balak came to Bilam, the Navi of the Umas Ha'olam, to curse Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara teaches us that Chazal wanted to include that parsha in Krishma. So why wasn't it? Mishum Tarek Tzibur. It would be a burden for the congregation to have to say so much. So Gemara wants to know, my Tama, why did they want to include this as part of the Krishma? Ilay Mishum Tziboy Kel Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, because it says there that Hashem took Sarah Mitzrayim. Lame of Pasha Sibis, so let's talk about the Pasha of Interest, or Pasha Smithkoilus, or the Pasha that talks about a Jew having to have honest weight. Then in those Pashas also, it says, the Ksiba and Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's mentioned that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. El Omer of Yav Sibar Ovin, the reason why they wanted to include this in Krishma, of Shunik Sibar Haikra, because the following pasuk is mentioned there. Kara Shachav Kari, he crouched down and lay like a lion, Ukalovi like a lion cob, me commander, who can stand them up? And this pasuk is similar to the pasuk that we have in Krishma, B'shapacha Ufkamecha. Ask the Gemara if we want to mention this because of that pasuk, V'lemahai Psuk V'sulai. Just let's mention this pasuk and nothing else. Answers the Gemara, Gemari, we have a tradition, call Pasha the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinin. Any passage in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu divided, we could divide. The Loi Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Paskinin. When Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide, we can't. So just to take a few words out of a whole Pasha is inappropriate. Continues the Gemara. Pasha Tzitzis of Neymar Kavua. Why was the Pasha Tzitzis included in the Krishma? Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Neshiyesh Bar Chamish Dvarim. The Pasha Tzitzis, the Pasha V'yoymer, has five things in it. Mitzvah Tzitzis, it speaks about the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, Yitzis Mitzrayim, it talks about our going out of Mitzrayim, Oil Mitzvahs, the yoke that we have to do mitzvahs, the Das Minim, and the need to be careful about apikorsis, heretical opinions, and Hira Aveiru, and to be careful of immoral thoughts, the Hira Avodah Zarah, and to be careful about thoughts of that idolatry, thinking about another god. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Ahani Tlas Mepharshim. Some of them are obvious. They're explicit. All mitzvahs, the chiv to do mitzvahs, the ksiv reisim oisoi, uzchatim komet Hashem. You see the tzitzis, remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis, to make tzitzis, the ksiv oslam tzitzis. Yitzis Mitzrayim, the union of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the ksiv asher tzaisi Hashem. Al das minim, to be careful about apikorsis, for her avera, to be careful about immoral thoughts, to hear avodah zarah, to be careful about avodah zarah, menolam, where are they included in this parasha? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya. Ach levavchem, when it says ach levavchem, suminis. means to be careful about apikorsis. The kain hu oimer, oma nova beliboy, the degraded person says in his heart, en elokim. Slave refers to apikorsis. Achrei nechem, when it says in the parasha achrei nechem, so here are very refers to immoral thoughts. Shinamar, v'yoyme shimshin el oviv, shimshin said to his father, oisekachli, he wanted a specific wife to be taken from him, ki hi yishar be'enai, because she is fitting in my eyes. So we see that eyes refer to sinful thoughts. Atam zoinim, and the parashik says atam zoinim, so here avod zara, this refers to avod zara, the kenu oimer, and similarly pasuk says, v'yiznu achrei habalim, they went astray after the balim which were an avod zara. The mefarshim explain, here we said achrei einechem means the eyes, and the eyes refers to immoral sinful thoughts. The first one explained that is the reason why the only organ in the body that expels tears is the eye. Because since the eye is the source of all aveiros, so the eye has the most to cry about.